Breckenridge School News with Superintendent Christy Sullivan. Christy on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill, and happy Earth Day to you.
Happy Earth Day right back. Well, listen, we're moving through the month of April. What's going on in Breckenridge Schools this week? What's happening?
Well, lots of school activities. Today we have girls golf at Holly, junior high track and field at Barnesville, and a couple of home events. This evening, we've got junior varsity and varsity baseball versus Wahpeton, and JV and varsity softball doubleheader versus Barnesville, both at home. Tomorrow, we've got varsity track and field at Barnesville and varsity boys golf at Frazee. Moving in later in the week, Thursday, we've got boys golf at home versus multiple schools at Bois de Sioux Golf Course, girls golf at Holly, varsity track and field at Holly, varsity baseball doubleheader at Holly, and softball JV and varsity doubleheader versus Holly at home. Friday, we've got junior high track and field at Holly, and we're also going to be having a high school spring fling bonfire. This is for our high school students and kind of the first event of that kind. Our students are very excited about that. Then this weekend, Saturday, we've got a junior high baseball tournament at Lake Park Audubon.
Holy smokes.
So lots going on.
Lots going on. A lot of great outdoor activities going on, too. Let's just hope the weather cooperates. And up till now, it's been okay. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it today?
Yeah, we've got a couple special days this week that we'll be celebrating. Tomorrow is National Bus Driver Appreciation Day. We want to make a special shout out to our wonderful transportation team, Chad Fredrickson, who's been leading as our transportation director this school year, Chad Affield, Bill Brown, Mindy Bruce, Chad Hasbarken, Henry Peck, Dan Peterson, Sue Smith, Jan Vots, Mike Wanick, and Rondo Weinkoff. We can't thank them enough for making sure that our students get to and from school safely each day, and they're just a fantastic group. And then also Wednesday is Administrative Professionals Day, and our secretarial staff, which includes Peggy Crum, Miranda Marinowski, Steph Tausch, Courtney Diesler, and Kim Willemson, you know, from helping kids with Band-Aids from scrapes on the playground and helping parents and community members to assisting with our daily school operations, they really do it all. So we want to say thank you to this great bunch for all you do for our students, family, and staff.
Big salute to the bus drivers and administrative assistants, definitely. Tell you what, Christy, always great to talk with you each and every Monday. You have a fantastic week, okay? We'll touch base next Monday.
Sounds good. You as well. Thank you.
You bet. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent, Breckenridge School News. We do it every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law, brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Can you get back your gifts if the girl who promised to marry you breaks the engagement? The court waltzed that question down the aisle in the case of the bewitching blonde. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Bradley Hoffman was chairman of the board and an effective, hard-working executive. After 18 years of playing second fiddle to her husband's job, Brad's wife finally filed for divorce. While the proceedings were still pending, Bradley met Candy Carter, a popular and attractive blonde who was also a fashion model. She was friendly, outgoing, and Bradley was filled with dreams of her as the next Mrs. Hoffman. When he asked her to marry, Candy wasn't sure. He gave her flowers and extravagant gifts until she relented and said yes, she'd marry him. Bradley was overjoyed. He gave her more gifts, a $32,000 engagement ring, a ranch mink, and a fabulous emerald bracelet. He asked her to set their wedding date after his divorce became final. Candy said, "I'll let you know, Brad." Not long after that, she called him. "Brad, listen, honey, I've got something to tell you. I hope you won't mind. I-